escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 9, Peters Township. Temperatures will be in the 80s tomorrow night for the return of football in Pittsburgh, Steelers and Bucks. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We're turning the temperature up with our next guest from the Pat McAfee Show. Steelers insider correspondent celebrating his 1 year anniversary working for the Pride of Plum, Pat McAfee, the man who keeps Rudy Subs in his pockets, writes for the WWE, and believes Mason Rudolph is one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football. Mark Cabali.
We're supposed to be a round of applause back in the old behind the booth there, but I didn't get one.
No, Donnie's texting his friends about Paul McCartney conspiracy theories.
I was trying to help Donnie out with your contest, and apparently he's straight-laced. I'm texting
Bruce
Gradkowski.
I don't cheat, though, Mark. I turn the phone over. I'm not looking at things.
I'm texting him Sean Mahan. I'm texting him everything.
Somebody texted me Sean Mahan when it was done. Sean Mahan must have struck a chord with multiple people.
Yeah, one of
people.
The worst trades of all, not one trades, but one of the worst centers of all time, yeah.
Cody Wallace was a center who played for both teams.
Yeah,
you remember
Cody
him?
Wallace was not a bad player compared to Sean Mahan.
All right, what's the latest on Hayward, Mark? Any yeets need to go out here? Anything?
No, I think we're probably making a bigger deal out of it than it really is. I understand why people are upset. You're so close to the season. You made all these off-season moves to be able to get in position to maybe win 10 games, maybe have a run into playoffs. Then this comes out of nowhere. And if you're in Pittsburgh, you don't like anybody getting paid extra money, especially if you're under contract.
You tweeted that, and people got very angry at you.
It's true, though.
You said you guys in Pittsburgh act like you've never asked for a raise before.
It's true. You all did. I mean, you ask for a raise, you either say yes or you say no. And I don't care if you're under contract or not. If you feel that it's your job right now, Andrew, if you feel like you're outperforming what your contract is, you probably go to Kragers. And that's like mostly every single person out there. And it's the same thing, but just on a higher level, higher scale. So I think it's going to get done. It's going to be extra couple bucks here to get him out of that situation where he's in now, where next year that contract will be almost a voidable contract, a bogus contract. If you are no good, if you get hurt,
they've only
they
done
rip
that
it up.
One time. Though,
they rip it up. And
with Ben, they put the voidable years in, but they
don't
usually
do that.
Yeah,
they need a cap space there. That's when they normally do that. But
this isn't a cap space situation.
But I'm not talking about a voidable year is in a way it, there's no guaranteed money that they can get out from under it if they want. Mm-hmm. If not, they can add on They can just rip up the contract, basically give him a $5 million raise without hurting their ego as in the team, and sign him to a new deal next year. I mean, at 36, he'll be 37 next year. You don't want to sign a guy like that for more than 1 year.
And I don't think Cam expects that, and yeah. I don't think players want to do that.
No, you shouldn't.
We've had people that have asked the question, why not, if it's as easy as you're making it out to be, move the money from 2026 to 2025. What's your personal theory on why it's not done yet?
Well, first of all, we're under the assumption that that's all Cam wants. I mean, he did come out and talk, and he
Mark,
really didn't
I think
lay
it's,
it
I
out.
I think it's pretty clear he wants money from next yes. year moved into this year. It's just a matter of
but
how much.
But does he want an also guaranteed something for next year as well? We're not 100% sure.
I don't
yet.
Think so. I'm not 100% sure either, but my guess would be that he just wants more money now.
Yeah. I mean, you could say what he went to the organization in February. You don't really want to do deals like that in February of adding more money into it because you don't know what you're going to need that money for heading down the road. This is the time of the year that where you would do this type of stuff because you know how much money you have in the bank, so to speak. Why? I just think that they just don't want to be viewed as a pushover. That's it.
And you know who agreed with that, of all people?
Who's that?
Malzie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might have to rethink my answer there if it's agreeing with Malzie.
Well, Malzie did take a little shot at you the other day, and I'm trying to...
He takes shots at everybody, doesn't he?
Well, in that respect, you can't get too angry about it because he does it to every single person.
Oh, he did the little one well about the Rudolphs.
Oh, yeah. Rodgers. He said, you only say Rodgers is better because Rodgers has a relationship with McAfee.
And I almost take offense. I do take offense to that. I don't take offense to much of that. Now you're questioning my integrity.
He absolutely did. He doesn't think you believe in the three I's whatsoever.
By the way, I think, what do you get, a Marconi or something? You need that for that interview with Jake the Snake
there
yesterday.
He goes.
My goodness, that was brutal. Not brutal on your part, but brutal trying to get 15 minutes out of him.
All right, Dottie, you want to respond to that? Are you coming around to Mark's way of thinking on this one?
Listen, I mean, I thought it was awesome that we got the guy on.
Well,
but
don't play political stuff.
I mean,
it
was a little bit tough. I thought the questions that you guys brought up were fine. We brainstormed some of them in the back. He just didn't give them much.
Yeah. You were waiting for the one-word answer, then the explanation, but the explanation never came after the one-word answer.
But he started off on such a strong note by telling a story about how Haku bit a guy's nose off.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting story.
I mean, so
right
we
there.
Didn't really think from the beginning that we were going to get one word darts, Mark. We thought yeah. we were actually in a decent interview. We just either ran out of steam or got tired of talking to us.
I actually know a guy who's friends with Haku, and even to this day, said that you can't find a nicer guy in the world, but just don't cross him.
Yeah.
He'll bite your nose off.
Well, that's one of the, I don't know about like crossing Hayward, but that's one of the things I said today. So for 14 years, this guy was a model citizen, and in February, he just woke up one day and turned into an a-hole. You know?
No.
But that's how the fans are making him out to be, like
yeah,
he's an a-hole.
That is surprising, and you would think it was a miscalculation by the agent, whoever it was, to put this out when it was, probably because they didn't think that this was going to be the backlash. The lovable Ironhead, Hayward, kid, Walter Payton, Man of the Year, good guy, Hayward House, everything that they would just say, yeah, he deserves the money because everybody was kissing his rear end for the prior 6 months, right? Talking about how great he had a season, how's the only guy who's a real stealer. Then
and
all of a sudden to turn on him like
right,
that.
Right, and they also started to say, fans have also started to say things like, he's actually not that good.
Yeah, that's crazy. The guy from Florida?
Lou.
Lou. First of all, I've talked to Lawrence Timmons many of times. And to have him sit down and talk to somebody for a stranger at a bar for 2 hours, I find that hard to believe.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, when you call a guy Haywood instead of Hayward, I kind of dismiss you. There was another one there, too, with him.
Well, maybe you'll think of it. Do you agree with me on this? I said today at the beginning of the show, when people have brought up, why didn't Cam just have them put the all-pro clause in last year's contract? My rebuttal to that was, people make it sound like it's easy to do that, like the Steelers would have done that. They don't really put incentives into deals.
Yeah, I don't even know how much of a deal it was. I mean, he got his $16 million last year. And it wasn't much of a raise, if anything. I mean, I think he, if I was a guessing person, I would just say he was just worried about another career-threatening injury, and he wanted guaranteed money, right?
Do you think if he, because he said that to him and they giggled, but do you think
I don't think it giggled.
Do you really think if he said, do you really think if he said, hey, how about this? If I have an all-pro season, give me $20 million in 2025. I don't think they would have said yes to that. They've never put a performance like where it automatically kicks in a salary for the next year. They've never done that before.
Well, Rodgers has a lot of performance enhancing, but those are tough to reach, too. Those not likely to be earned things.
But those are things for this year.
Yeah.
Those aren't things that like, hey, if Aaron does this, now he's going to get paid for 2026.
Yeah. If you don't break your knee, we will pay you next year. You know, if you don't tear your pec, then this money's guaranteed.
They don't
next
do
year.
Stuff.
I guess that's what the roster bonus is for in March as well.
To make sure that he's in one piece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have that option of going or not. I don't know why the 3 years, maybe the Steelers insisted on it and he said, okay. I mean, there's so many things we don't know. We're just making assumptions of it. But now you look at it in hindsight, you're like, why are you going 3 years? If this was a possibility.
Well, he said when he talked to you guys that he wanted the stability.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Well, then at that point, if you're taking the stability, you might have to give some of the money back. You know what I'm saying? You're not maybe not reaching for the stars there. If you're getting 3 years guaranteed or potentially 3 years guaranteed, then you don't also want to be the fifth highest paid defensive tackle in the league then.
The last time we were in here talking about this on last Friday, I forget if Mulsey was here or not. Was he here?
Yeah, he was probably. Yeah.
Okay. You brought up, yeah, that's right, because you were sitting right there. You brought up, you think the Boswell thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you don't see any way he gets money. But no. I have found most fans think he's more deserving than Hayward and think he's more likely to get it than Hayward.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it at all. I understand he's underpaid and he's important to the team, but we're looking at a guy that's has a very limited chance of having a career-threatening injury this year. And regardless of what he does this year, he can miss 15 kicks in a row. They probably still wouldn't cut him. So it's a little different scenario right there. But why do you mess? They barely do it to one of their best receivers of all time in Antonio Brown. They got to play funny math. They only did it with Roethlisberger because he was in the height of his franchise capable years, and they're hedging on their bet with Hayward. Now you're going to do a kicker? Who's next? Christian Kuntz?
Well, but Donnie, make the argument against that, you know, it's Boswell, you've said, is more important to the team right now than Hayward is because of the way they play
you're
football.
Crazy.
I mean, look at how that they've been designed for the last handful of years. They're not scoring 30 points a game on the regular like they did in the Killer B era. Like, they count on this guy way, way, way too much to either keep them in games or outright win them games.
But the way I look at it is a guy like Ben Sauls can produce a portion of that more than, say,
Isaiah Loudermilk
can replace Cam Hayward. Right?
Well, the proof is
it also doesn't take much money, though. For I mean, it's $6.5 million. He's the highest paid kicker. Boom, there you go.
I just find that not even possible. Not even on their radar.
Wow.
What's he going to do, hold out of kicking? I mean, what is his leverage here?
Mark, I said to Donnie, I really believe that he got wind that Hayward was doing this and said, screw it, I guess I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, and since the tweet came an hour after Hayward's.
I don't think that on his own, in his own little bubble, Chris Boswell got it in his head that I'm going to try to get more money out of the Steelers with 2 years left. Do you?
Really? I thought that was pretty well known by March or April or May. That
Boswell felt that way?
Yeah.
But Boswell would have known about, you'd think he would have known about Hayward doing that in February, right?
Well, Boswell's not around enough. Maybe he doesn't know. He may or may not have left practice early yesterday for a tea time, but I'm not here to confirm nor deny that. You wow. Gotta love it. I mean, hey, now you put it that way, Donnie. You put like how much he gets paid per hour. Boswell's off the charts
because he's never around, but he does his job great.
Yes.
So who cares if
he's
at
practice? Didn't Hayward do his job great last year?
Yes.
There you go.
But I would say, I mean, Hayward's job is way more important.
Yes.
But Boswell did his job better than Hayward did his.
Close. Hayward was good. I mean,
I thought Boswell was the team MVP last year.
Well, what are we coming to in this city, the Steel City, the Iron City, that we're defending a kicker over an all-time great defensive lineman? What's going on here?
I'm not. I would pay Hayward before Boswell, but I would give up your
offensive lineman card.
Why?
Because the Steelers, because their offense craps the bed. So many times when they can't score a touchdown, they count on the guy to make 41 field goals in a season, Mark. It has nothing to do with offensive line or what position I played in football. They made this guy kick the ball 41 friggin' times, and he missed three, and it's because they were like two kicks beyond 60.
Donnie, we're gonna call him Donnie Kicker from now on.
Okay, wait. How would week one have gone if he wasn't on the field?
They would have gotten eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
How would they have won their last playoff game without Chris Boswell?
Antonio Brown had a good game that game, if I recall.
They scored zero touchdowns, though.
I know, but...
First game against the Ravens this year, how many touchdowns they score?
Well, that's a different team. Now you got DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. And
well, last year they had Rusty John and George Pickens.
Yeah. Donnie's defending a kicker over a defensive line.
Well,
now
I've heard it.
You're not much of a rebuttal, Mark. You're just saying, well, it's a different team.
Well, I just don't think there's much of a difference between – there is a difference, but not that great of a difference between the best kicker and the worst kicker. Maybe not the worst kicker. The best kicker and the top 10th kicker. There's not really a much difference. I mean, Boswell is very important to this team, and if he would have won the team MVP last year, you would probably not have been shocked. Other than he was a kicker.
Oh, he should have.
But we're talking about an all-time great defensive lineman coming off an all-pro season.
I'm not saying that Hayward didn't have a great year. I'm just saying how valuable they make their own kicker.
But
it's their fault.
But just to make sure I didn't misrepresent you, did you say that you would prefer Boswell get the money over Hayward?
Yeah, I would pay Boswell over Hayward.
Okay.
It's also just a lot easier. It's $6.5 million.
I like how you set that up just so you can actually tell Donnie, well, it's not what you said the other day.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. At 4:16, Mark Cabali, Pat McAfee Show, Steelers correspondent in studio. And it's time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Mm-hmm. Are you back at Archie's tomorrow, or are you going to be at the game?
I'll be at the game. I can go for some Archie's wings, though.
Well, don't say that, because Archie will hear that and actually start to prepare them and have somebody bring them down here right now.
Arch, man, I love those wings. Best in town.
How many do you think you had when you were watching the game there last
week? I only had 10, but he threw extra 5 on, so I guess that means 15. That's a little too much.
I only had 10, but then you immediately changed it to 15.
Yeah, because I only ordered 10, and he added 5 more. He goes, try this flavor. I'm like, I don't really want to try this flavor.
Mark, I don't think 15 wings in one sitting for a guy is that bad. I honestly don't think you, like, gorged yourself when all you ate was wings, right?
What's your all-time record?
I think I've probably had 20 before. Huh. Maybe 25.
I'm afraid to ask Donnie.
Why is that? Because you think he's going to say like
Donnie's
50
the wing
or
master.
Like I think Donnie loves wings. I don't know if he's like eating 35 wings in one sitting, though.
Back in the old...
Unless they're like the really small, like wing night type wings.
So my career high was 35. But it wasn't like I was like that's just how many I ordered. It wasn't like an all you can eat wing type deal.
Now, do you clear it to the bone, or when it's that many, you just take the good stuff and leave the other stuff?
Oh, no, I take pride in cleaning off the wing.
You do the pull and jerk.
Yeah, but I'm not eating like the cartilage and stuff off of it. Like I'm probably somewhere in the middle. I'm not leaving a lot of chicken on there, but the people that are like...
I eat stuff that I probably shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
Oh, you want it to be that thorough?
Yeah, I'm a freak show.
Okay.
Now, those people...
I'm a freak show.
I call it the pull and jerk because it's the one they pull it apart, shove it in your mouth, and it comes out clean. I have no idea how they do that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I know. You're very talented at that.
Well, that's like the time we were at Buffalo Wild Wings and you got on my case for eating a salad there.
I got on your case for something else, but no.
Oh, yeah, you did. I know exactly what you're talking about now. All right, so what happened with the wide receiver thing this week? You put the yeet out again. And you confirmed
it's like the bat signal.
Yeah, that's what I said on the show. And you said it was not like a wrestling thing, that you're actually thinking there is going to be a wide receiver transaction that happens soon.
Here's the thing. It all of a sudden turned into, I said, Terry McLaurin, Tyreek Hill is coming, and they might sign Amari Cooper. And I said, no, that's not the case. I said, within this cut-down period of the 26th to... You know, that weekend before that, right around there is likely going to be an addition of a wide receiver. And I was more getting that because of the health of that unit right now more than potentially the need of that unit right now. So snooping around, yeah, don't be expecting McLaurin or anything like that. They'll look at the waiver wire. They'll try to make a move here to bring somebody else in here.
Well, let's do the health thing first. What's the health thing that has them worried enough to bring in a wide receiver? Well, I mean, bottom line is,
let's not sugarcoat it. Calvin Austin's been out 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go out 2 weeks and nobody really confirms what the injury is if it's bumps and bruises associated with
play.
Yeah. So it's somewhat, I won't hate to say significant, but something that's a little bit worrisome. So you can't go into that season then with Metcalf and what else you have right there. I don't think it's going to be Gabe Davis. It'll be somebody that comes free that they can come and add to this roster here. It's nobody I heard specifically, but they're going to.
So you don't
really try to find one here.
So you don't think the Odell thing has legs?
I don't think Odell is obviously. He said that to Bill Maher.
Yeah, he said I've talked to Rodgers, and I have not talked to the Steelers, is what he said.
Yeah, and he and Tomlin had their wink, wink, nod, nod a couple years ago in Cleveland, but they tend to stay away from in free agency like that. Injury guys, and he hasn't been himself since 3 years.
I think it's longer than that.
3-4 years right now. I think that's more of a Gabe Davis thing. Hey, please come call me rather than we want you.
Can you put to bed can you put to rest once and for all the McLaurin stuff? Because it won't go away. I get texted about it and tweeted about it every day.
Everybody wants to trade Highsmith? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, Malzi started that rumor to his credit
years ago.
Yeah. Can you say it in such definitive terms that people will stop bugging us about it?
I mean, you don't have to know any inside information. Just look at the contract status, look at the age, and look at the roster of the Steelers, and it tells you all you need to know. Absolutely not. Sure, would they love to have him? Yeah. Unless it gets so bad in Washington, he says, I just need out of here. I'll play on my deal 1 year, and I'll go chess free agency next year.
Yeah, but that's not helping the Steelers now. I mean, that doesn't do anything for
them in
2025. You mean if he went and played on the final year of his contract with another team?
Okay, yeah, if they just trade him, say, Washington wants to get rid of him, I can't take this guy anymore, which he doesn't seem like that guy.
No.
Say, give us a 5th-round pick. I'll play on what I'm getting paid right now. That's the only potential way I can see him coming, but I don't see why Washington would do that.
What is the real story on Roman Wilson?
Real as in?
As in, I just hear a lot of different things about him and the way he's played in training camp and what they think he is and all that stuff. Before when camp first started, it was they think Roman Wilson's the guy. He was awesome in minicamp. Look at what good shape he's in. They think he's going to have a monster camp and he's going to prove to them that he can play. And then by the end of things, it was like, I had a good couple days, but that was really it.
It seems like you have it figured out there. He really it was such a low bar set last year after he missed the entire season that when he showed up at OTA's minicamp and he really stood out as a different type of guy, sort of almost like Darnell Washington. It was that type of difference, but he just hasn't been consistent enough when he is transferred that over into training camp right now to feel absolutely great that he's going to be, that number two. I would like to see him as the number three right now. If they all stayed healthy and Austin would still be the two and Wilson would be the three, I think they could be okay with that right now. He just hasn't made that monumental. He hasn't made that big jump in training camp or even in the preseason.
Do you think Darnell Washington has?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Darnell Washington's been doing this since April. And you saw it right away in April, and it's carried over every step he's gotten to differently. All the way up to the preseason game, he's shown the same thing.
All right, I'm going
to
ask you something about that then. Do you think at the end of the year, when everything's said and done, he's the Steelers' best tight end?
No.
But if he's already their best blocker by far, and you're saying he's made strides as a pass catcher, Why couldn't that be the case?
Because, I mean, if you're, first of all, not a lot of people are going to take into account his pass, his blocking ability.
Why,
you don't,
why
you
shouldn't
see, you don't see that.
We the did with Heath.
Well, the average fan doesn't see that. Well, you saw with Heath the amount of catches he had. What you're looking for out of Washington is some of those red zone, some of those matchup issues when they do have three, four tight ends on the field. So, well, maybe he has only 20 catches, but he'll have six touchdowns and be a great blocker. Won't be anywhere close to Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth, but he'll be very, very good at what he does or what they're looking for him to do. I don't expect him to surpass the numbers of those others.
Well, he doesn't have to have better numbers. He can have worse numbers and be a better player.
Well,
if he's an all-around complete package.
Oh, he can do everything right now. But except probably, you know, catch the 5-yard pass and go 80 yards like Jonnu Smith can do.
Do you think Jonnu Smith will have better numbers than Pat?
It's so hard. I would say, yeah, it would be close. You mean Freiermuth? I thought you meant Darnell.
Pat.
It will be close. But the thing is, you've seen so little of Jonnu so far since he's come here. He hasn't practiced a ton. Mm. He'd have a day off, a couple days in, back, forth. So it's hard to get a read on him. Other than what you saw from him last year and the big numbers he put up. So you base it basically off of what you saw last year. But I think, obviously, they're two different tight ends. He's a guy that can get down the field, and Freiermuth is just a route runner, solid, always going to be.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We want to make sure that we saw a good sampling of Mason Rudolph versus their first unit. They were playing their first unit there early on. And so, you know, our agenda may change this week, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, maybe how they choose to play it, they meaning the Bucks, meaning who they play and the schematics they deploy. But largely, we're in this mindset that we're going to play this game similarly to how we played the last one.
All right, so let's talk about this game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Acrisure. Bob Pompiani on the call again for Channel 2. Mark Cabali will be there as well. Pat McAfee Show, Steelers Insider, segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence supports breakthrough T1D type 1 diabetes research. All right, so things have already changed for tomorrow. Baker Mayfield not going to play now because he smoked the Steelers defense in practice. We know this for two reasons. Number one, their reporters put that out there and then were forced to delete their comments by the Steelers. And Todd Bowles told their number one beat writer, Rick Stroud, that he was not going to play Mayfield because of just how great he did against the Steelers defense. So
that's a kick in the rear end, huh?
So now that the coach has said it, Mark, and another reporter has reported it, what are you allowed to say about it?
Well, I mean, I'll say that Baker looked good. I mean, some of their players said it too. Some of their receivers said it too. Mike Evans was looking good. I mean, I think you could say looking good and be very vague about it. You can't say they ran, you know, two tight end sets and blah, 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 man coverage. Apparently they did, though. Who was it? Was it Abuka? Said they ran a lot of zone, which was kind of surprising to me because Mike Tomlin's been beating his chest on the man defense.
And the Jalen Ramsey thing.
Yeah, so it was a little surprising that they didn't use that to their the best ability to get some work in right there, if that's true. I'm just going off of that. But he looked good. But Steelers looked good in the red zone as well. It's so hard to tell, and I mean, people will say, hey, you were there, you should know. Let me put this in perspective. There's 200 players, and instead of having, I'll just say, imagine seven shots. You got the number one defense versus the number one offense, right? Mm-hmm. You can see what's going on. On the other side of the field, you got their number one defense against their number one offense, so there's two separate drills of the same thing going on at the same time at the opposite ends of the fields, and that was happening throughout of all of practice. Yeah. So it's unless you're sitting there gleaning, looking at something specifically, you've probably missed a lot of stuff. So, well, I didn't miss the fact that they couldn't run the ball and
who's they?
Steelers. Steelers. I mean, you really didn't see much.
Well, let's get into the Caleb Johnson thing for a second because Tomlin singled him out at first by saying he's somebody they need to see more from in this game without being asked by you guys. And then Jeff followed up with him on it and like made it abundantly clear that they were, you could tell, disappointed in how Johnson played in the first game. And Fittipaldo came on yesterday and basically said, I've changed my mind. I thought this guy had a chance to play a lot. He didn't block the way I thought he would, and he can't catch the ball out of the backfield.
I think they all knew when they have drafted him about his lack of hands. So I don't think that's something that's new. He's been working tirelessly since the day he got here on the blocking of the pickup. But do you need him that much if you got Gainwell being that good and Warren being that good? But that does cut into your playing time. It does.
Mark, he looks like a clear number three running back to me right now when the season starts because Warren will play on first and second down. And then if they want to keep Warren out there because he does the blocking and pass catching thing, they can. If not, they'll put Gainwell in those
think
situations.
If you have extended drives, 12, 13 plays, he'll come in for a couple plays. I don't think there would be comfortable enough to do a series right now, say, you know, one series per quarter of that. But that doesn't mean that something clicks and he doesn't get it within the week two, three,
I understand
four.
That, for
but
sure.
Right now, I wouldn't expect much.
Right,
no.
But we've seen rookie running backs that have shown up and right from the beginning,
yes.
They've looked like the dude. And
you never know. You never know where that guy's going to come
but then
from.
The first couple,
the guy from Tampa
right,
last
Bucky
year, where'd he come from?
Yeah, he was great for them.
Yes.
But they were saying when training camp started that you felt this breeze when he ran by, like it was.
He's looked different since. I don't know if they're more aware of him defensively, but those first couple of practices, when he put that foot in the ground and gone, it was accelerating. I don't know if he doesn't have any space. He's making the wrong reads. He's being.
Well, he looked like he was making the wrong reads on last Saturday. My God, the stuff that came out in the film cut-ups of that were just unsightly.
Yeah, I mean it's a different ball game right now, but I'm not ready to say that it's a wasted year based off of this.
Me neither, but he's not off to a good start.
No,
he's
just like Broderick Jones wasn't off to a good start, and now all of a sudden he's doing a lot better. This very well could happen. I mean, Caleb Johnson is talented.
Mm-hmm.
He is fast. I think they need him, but I think it says a lot that Jaylen Warren's not playing two games in a row.
How about Rudolph? This is going to be his first game back in Pittsburgh since he saved the Steelers season 2 years ago. When he comes out on the field tomorrow night, I expect him to get a King's
Yeah, I might be standing
here.
Ovation too.
I mean, I got all kinds of crap for what I said on Monday, but I stand by it.
Oh, you got crap. I think I provided content for you guys with the whole day about the best backup quarterback.
I know, and I wasn't trying to one-up you, but I think in the minds of fans, what I said was more controversial. I said, I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers is better than him. I'm not sure. I'm really not.
If I'm choosing one, I'm choosing Aaron Rodgers.
But is it close?
Well, yes. I mean, we've seen Mason at his best 3 years or 2 years ago. We've seen him at his best in the preseason. All we've seen from Aaron Rodgers is some iffy stuff last year, a torn Achilles, and about 10 throws per game in training camp. I mean, we haven't really seen him put in that position yet.
Right.
So it's easy to say, okay, Mason's better.
Oh, no, I didn't even say that. I said he might be. I think there are things about Mason Rudolph I'm interested in. I said to Donnie and Chris, I could see Mason Rudolph being like the next Geno Smith, and they both scoffed at me.
Oh.
I think if he got 17 games, he would be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
And what was the rebuttal, probably? He stunk in Tennessee last year.
What was the rebuttal? Was that yours, Donnie? Or did you agree with
me? That was definitely Chris's. Mine was more that he could do that elsewhere. The Steelers don't have the offensive brain trust here. Though Mark seems to think they have this great, robust offense.
Well, potential.
Do you think they have a great, robust offense?
I think they have potential.
Okay. I've not heard you.
DK Metcalf is a difference maker. There's nothing that he very well, and I probably shouldn't say this because.
Oh, come on, say it.
I'm just saying he might be their best receiver since Antonio. I don't know if I'm going on a limb here or not. I can't really go back on my mind and remember all the receivers since then.
Juju, Deontay.
I think it's not even close now.
Pickens.
He's much better than Pickens.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, the red zone is amazing by the guy. I mean, DK, just based on his, if they get to the red zone, he's almost been unstoppable.
I forgot to bring this up with Fittipaldo yesterday, and I'm happy that the light bulb went on, because Chris and I were talking about this, and it might have been based on something you said or other intel we got. People have said to us, and maybe it was you, Rodgers never really threw the ball downfield in training camp.
Nah.
And Chris said, why is that? And I said, I don't have an answer for you right now. We'll have to ask somebody who's been there. Rodgers has been blessed his entire life with this unbelievable arm. What have they said as to why he has not really cut it loose in practice
at all, Mark? He's done a little bit more recently. I don't want to say he hasn't ever done it, but it's definitely, I don't know if it's scheme, if it's just getting warmed up to the playbook or whatever. I'm sure that's in it, but maybe when we just look at it compared to what was last year too, it was like 1 yard run, 1 yard run, throw as far as you can. It's not going to be like, I think he's more talented to be able to pick and choose. And maybe it has something to do with the offensive line too. You know, you don't want him holding the ball very long because it's not going to,
But you have high hopes for this offensive line.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they got the talent, but it takes cohesion for that offense. If Donnie would pull his offensive line card back out of his pocket and use it for a second.
Well, he ripped it up because of the Chris Boswell take.
Why are we picking on Donnie?
You're the one that started it, dude.
The guy that's employed by a former kicker and punter, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even think about that aspect of it. Good call, Donnie.
Ooh, Donnie's getting a little Starkey in him there.
No, not quite. Not as bad. Not even close to as bad as that today.
Well, Joe was very heated. If they were in the same room, you could have cut the tension with a knife.
I've been there before.
You've been
Joe.
On the receiving end of that too with him.
Yeah, I would say something very. He was. This was years ago when he actually showed up to the Steelers. Right there, he would got mad. Right there, he would be. I don't need to do that, but. He wrote something about release time of quarterbacks in PFF. He's like the 28th. I'm like, Joe, you know how impossible it is to do it with a hand timer of these kids like sitting in England? Wow. And he just starts screaming at me. And I was like, okay, Joe.
Mark, other than your guy, Mason Rudolph, so you can't cheat and say him, who's the player for the Steelers you're most interested in watching?
I don't think Mason's going to get that much of a work, maybe okay. A quarter.
So who are you most interested in watching tomorrow then?
Most interested in watching. I'd like to see Caleb Johnson at least do a little bit more, but it has to be see if those two tackles, especially yeah. Broderick.
Do you feel
especially
better?
Especially with a good defense. I mean, even Zach Frazier, I don't know if Vita Vea is playing or not. I'm guessing he is. I'd like to see him.
Do you feel better or worse about the offensive line than where you were at before camp started? So you were very high on them pre-camp. Have you gone up or down since then?
I think it's probably about the same because I just think they need cohesion. That's why before I started ripping on Donnie, as you would know, you have to have those five guys together. And that's what made the previous championship teams of the Steelers, or at least AFC or division champions with the Pouncies and all those guys, the Castro, because they played like 7 years together.
Yeah.
These guys haven't done that yet. And Sayamalu hasn't practiced hardly at all. So I can see if they stay as that one core group by that bye week, past that bye week, all of a sudden you'll see that change again like you saw, 2 years ago? Something clicked midway through the season. All of a sudden they could run the ball, protect the ball. I could see that happening.
Second half of Pickett's rookie year. That was the big one.
Yeah, I could see something like that happening again this year.
All right, Mark. I'm going to the game tomorrow. Do we get full?
Why?
Why? For the podcast I do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's work related.
Yeah, I'm gonna be up there. Are we gonna get full dining room spread?
It's not like Pitt. I don't think Pitt just gives like sandwiches, right? See, I'm not a big. Well, tomorrow will be better because I'm not a big fan of prime rib at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's still mooing. It's like,
I think they should honor Edmund Nelson and have ribs for us. Did you ever see that graphic that said Edmund Nelson at halftime was going to have sex with a rack of ribs?
Yeah, almost like that Michael Penix thing the other day.
I said that was fake, and these guys disagreed with me.
Is it? If it's fake, you're right. You know, everything you have to question nowadays, maybe it was fake.
Yep. All right, Mark, I'll see you there tomorrow.
All right, sorry, Donnie.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.